We're going to come from Psalm 119, 33 through 40. We've been talking about God's goodness. We've been worshiping God about his goodness, always being there for us, never failing us. And so when Pastor Forney asked me if I would be able to speak, and I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, God, what you want me to do? He sent me to Jeremiah. And yeah, but that's kind of really, you know, that was for myself. So today, this morning, I was praying. I was like, Lord, you want me to come from Jeremiah? You've been speaking to me on Jeremiah. I don't know where you want me to go. And I was getting frustrated. And because, you know, it's a privilege to speak and give the word of God, and you want to make sure it's truth. You want to make sure you're not putting your own stuff in there. And then it's literally God. So I was getting frustrated because he wasn't speaking to me how he usually speaks to me. And so this morning, about like 4:20, I was in the bathroom crying, and I was angry. He got me for that. But yeah, I was angry, and I was like, Lord, I don't even know. I don't know what you want to say. And he was like, what are you supposed to talk about? And I was like, well, you had me in Jeremiah, and I don't know what I'm supposed to say. So he was like, what were you learning in Jeremiah? And I was like, well, the Israelites was, you know, doing what they do, how we do. Love you and then turn away. Praise you and then praise idols. And you would still forgive them. And you would still, you know, you still call them back to you. And in Jeremiah, they kind of got too far. You know, he was calling them. They wasn't listening. Because they forgot of God. They forgot the goodness of God, what he brought them through. So he was like, speak on my goodness, because you have to remember. And so I was upset, and I was like, well, this ain't what you gave me. Like, this is not what you gave me. So he said, where am I? I'm good in the word, Jocelyn. Look in the word is what he basically, look in my word. Listen to me. You're not listening. And I was like, okay. So I prayed and I cried and I prayed and I cried, and he took me to Psalm 119, and I'm going to read it, and it's 33 through 40. And it says, teach me your decrees, O Lord. I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Reassure me of your promise made to those who fear you. Help me abandon my shameful ways, for your regulations are good. I long to obey your commandments. Renew my life with your goodness. So I read this and I started crying, because that's how I was when I first gave my life to God. I wanted to do everything for him. I wanted to be how he wanted me to be. I wanted to listen. I wanted to walk in his ways. It says, teach me your decrees, O Lord, and I will keep them to the end. You know how when you, like, some people be like, you too fanatical. You like, you just getting rid of everything. I remember Pastor Ronnie was in the van coming back from KA. I was like, I gotta break all my B2K CDs. I gotta break them. And I was like, Pastor Ronnie, help me. Cause, you know, I liked B2K back in the day, you know, showing my age, but hey. So this just shows like how you really eagerly loved God. And he was showing me, he was like, this is how it was in the beginning. Then he took me to Jeremiah chapter 2. And it says, I'm gonna flip over. And it says, I'm gonna read 2:1-3. The Lord gave me another message. He said, go and shout this message to Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember how eager you were to please me as a young bride long ago, how you loved me and followed me, even through the barren wilderness. In those days, Israel was holy to the Lord, the first of his children. All who harmed his people were declared guilty, and disaster fell on them. I, the Lord, have spoken. So we go from that, God is explaining to, he's saying through Jeremiah, tell this to my people. I remember when you were like this. I remember when you loved me and you followed me. Even in the wilderness, like in the barren wilderness, with nothing, you was loving me wholeheartedly. You was with me. And so I was like, okay, God, how do you want me to present this? And he was like, just be real and present it. And I said, okay. So, well, y'all probably know my dad passed away, June the 2nd. And so it's 11 months, a couple of days today that he's been gone. And how I dealt with it was not how God wanted me to deal with it. He told me I was prideful because I was like, I can handle it. You know, I could pray. I could be that strong person for my family when I'm not supposed to be. He is. And so I kind of went. I went away. I went to my own self. I wouldn't say I turned away from God like to other things, but I did. I turned to myself. And so God was saying, you didn't remember all the goodness about me. So you were able to turn to yourself. You were able to turn away to these other things. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 13, it says, for my people have done two evil things. They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all. And he said, you try to look for good and everything else but the one who is good. So I tried to go and, you know, get my education up, you know, take some language classes so I can reach other people for the Lord, even though it was just to keep me busy. So I wouldn't think about the pain and I wouldn't think about other stuff that will make you mad. You know how when deaths and families, you get mad. People get mad at each other. And so broken families, not together. Siblings, we always was together, not together. And so it was frustrating. So I turned to other stuff. I turned to education. I turned to watching dramas on Netflix, you know, to keep busy. And he said, you're like a crack cistern. You're trying to feel something, but it's not holding nothing, because that's not going to fill you, because my word and me and myself, God, is the only one who can fill. So when I forgot about the goodness of God, I didn't think God, I was like, okay, God is going to help me. God, please help me. And I'm praying, but I didn't focus on the goodness of God. Because if I focus on the goodness of God, I'm able to go through what it is I'm going through. If when we do that, we're able to walk through it. So when that terrible situation or any bad circumstance comes up and you're focusing on God, you're able to go through the situation because he's with you. You're not worried about it because you know who he is. You know who got your back. You know he see the way, so he can make it straight. He can show you which way to go. I didn't go the way I was supposed to because of my pride. When trusting in God, there is no pride. You cannot be prideful to trust in God, because that means you're trying to trust him with your own logic, your own thinking, your own wisdom. You can't do it. You have to trust him. It says through faith. It's by faith that we believe. So we can't put our own logic. We only have to believe him and trust him that way in faith. And then that's going to show, that's going to grow us. It's going to grow us because we're believing in faith. So he said, remember the goodness of God. So first point he gave me, remembering God's goodness reminds us of who God is. So Psalm 78, verses 7 through 8. So So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. You can't give your heart to God if you're not always thinking of him, if you're not close to him, if you don't have faith. So when we remember the miracles, the gifts that he gave us, what did he give us? Come on, somebody. Y'all don't know what he gave us, the Lord Jesus. He gave us his son, Jesus. So when we think about the goodness of God and what he gave us, he gave us his son, Jesus. If we forget about his son, Jesus, we're going to be stubborn, rebellious, unfaithful, and refusing to give their hearts to God because we're not thinking about Jesus. When we think about Jesus, we with him. So we can't forget him. So we can't get swayed by any other stuff because we're focused on the goodness of God. We're focused on Jesus. The second point he gave me was remembering God's goodness reminds us who keeps us. This is Psalm 77:11-12. But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. Mighty works of God, salvation, a gift of God, Jesus, eternity with him. For always remembering the goodness, the gift, Jesus. For always focusing on God, Jesus. We're able to live how he wants us to live. We're able to always have our thoughts on him, even in the middle of the night. So the enemy can't come and get you in the middle of the night because why? You're focused on Jesus. You might have some distractions. You know, people might be texting you and, you know, I don't know if people do it, but you get 2:00 in the morning, 3:00 texts and stuff. You know, you might, it won't be able to distract you because you're focusing on Jesus. So what I do is I play the Bible app at night so that I can constantly hear the word, even when I'm asleep, so that I know that if anything is trying to distract me, I can trust that Jesus won't let it distract me. That's faith. That's trusting that he's going to keep you. I can't keep myself. Because when I tried to, I was a broken cistern. I was just not what I was doing. I wasn't doing what he made me to do. And so I was trying to fill everything in that was not of him. And it just didn't give me life. It left me exhausted, left me tired, frustrated, not what Jesus gives me, which is the fruits of the spirits, which is, you know, goodness, peace, faithfulness, joy, kindness, you know, patience. When I didn't have it, I know that I wasn't thinking about Jesus. When I'm able to get angry quickly, I know that I'm not focused on the goodness of God. If I'm focused on the goodness of God, I will respond to situations differently. He tells us that we will respond to situations differently. We'll be, and what is it? Psalms 119. I just read it. We will be eager. We'll have an eagerness for his laws rather than a love for money. And when it says love for money, I just consider it as wants, what I want. So I want God's ways more, his laws more, keeping his ways more than my own desires. When I start wanting stuff for myself, that shows me I'm not focused on the goodness of God because I have everything I need. He owns everything. So if I'm with him, I got everything. But if I'm not focused on him who has everything, I think I don't got nothing. And it's a lie from the enemy. He will give you doubts that you don't got nothing. He will, like this morning, I was frustrated. I was like, I ain't got no word. I don't got nothing, Jesus. You ain't gave me nothing. Even if Jesus wouldn't have spoke to me, this is where he speaks for himself. I don't have to get up here and speak for Jesus. He speaks for himself. So So I have to know that it's all about Jesus. If I stay focused on him, he got it. He'll keep me. The third point is remembering God's goodness, he is glorified. Which is Psalm 96, 1 through 7. Okay. And it says, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name each day. Proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. So when we're always remembering about of God's goodness, we're able to glorify him in our actions, in our lives. Not just for him doing things for us, but we're able to, other people will see God be glorified in everything. So if I was remembering the goodness of God when my dad passed, my brothers and my siblings would have probably been different. They would have probably responded differently. I know God can turn the bad to good. That happened. He can. But if I was focused on him, because we know these things are going to happen. So we have to be prepared. We have to be ready to go through. We have to be ready to go through hardships because it's going to happen. So, and our focus has to stay sure and firm on God, because if they're not, we're not going to be good witnesses. So we're not going to be good witnesses. And God, we won't be able to participate in how he wants to be glorified. He's letting us participate with him because he loves us. So when we do go through hardships, we can be like this psalmist in 94:18-19. He said, I cried out, I am slipping, but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. And when I read the word, when I'm reading and spending time with God, I do get lifted up. It does get me out of the pit of my own thoughts and my own despair and my own discouragement. Paul and them was in jail. They was, you know, persecuted real, real bad. We ain't even got persecuted like that, you know? And when little things happen, our world falls apart. And I'm not saying that it's wrong that our world falls apart. It's just, when it do fall apart to us, when it seems like it's falling apart, we got to stay focused. We got to remember the goodness of God. Because even if it seems like it's falling apart, we got to remember who got us, who's holding us, who's supporting us, who's going to encourage us. Because he says it all the time. I encourage those who are discouraged. I comfort those who need comfort. And so, and his comfort and his encouragement is the best. Like, can't nobody can top it. You can look, but it's going to be like a broken cistern. You're going to be looking, and then you think you're going to get filled, and it's just going to be like, what is this? What's happening? So, when we remember the goodness of God, we're able to live how he wants us to live, and we're able to be ready for those hard times, because he's with us. Because we will remember that he's with us. Our world will shake, but we won't, because he hold us. Our world will shake, but we won't, because he holds us. It's not because I'm holding on to something. No, he got me. He got me. Because we can let go. We can let go, but he don't. And so he keeps us. And so I'm super, super, super grateful to God, because I felt like I was just just gone. Like, I was like, man, this is, you know, I don't know. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And he was like, you not focused on me the right way. Like, you're praying to me, but you're not focusing on me. You're not communicating with me. You ain't in relationship with me right now. So even though we do got a relationship with Jesus, we cannot talk, because we can be like, I'm doing my own thing. I'm not listening. Which if we keep doing it, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to be somewhere we didn't want to go, because it's either you with him or you walking somewhere that he ain't told you to go. And then you're going to have to, you know, figure it out with God. He going to be like, come on back, get over here. And he always does it, though. He always welcomes us back with love and grace and mercy. It's only his grace that we are able to be in faith with him and walk the journey out, walk the faith out with him. It's because of his grace and his mercy. He's keeping us. He's helping us walk. He carries us. And so if you really think about it, it's so easy. It could be so easy. The physical part, what we got to go through, that might seem hard, but eternally, thinking about the goodness, the end, it's easy. All we got to do is trust him and believe him. Trust and believe. If we trust him, we can't say, but this, but this, but this. We got to trust him and say, that's it, whatever you say. Okay, I'm going to do it. Whatever you tell me to do. You said you got me. Okay, I'm trusting you got me. I'm not going to have the doubts. If they do come, keep me, Lord. Help me. Save me, because that's what he does. Save me from myself, because that's what he does. And so I just want to encourage you guys to keep remembering the goodness of God. Remember everything that he's done for us. One, gave us Jesus. We don't have to worry about eternity without him, which is just pure hell. It's hell. Without God is hell. And so we don't have to worry about that if we got Jesus. So just remembering that, yes, it's going to be hard, but we can do it because we got Jesus, because he keeps us. He helps us to walk. He helps us walk it out. So I just want to encourage you guys that, I just wanted to say that, just from speaking from me, like, I've been with Jesus since I was 16, and this was the first time that I actually, like, doubted anything, like, you know, and it was hard for me, but Jesus was like, it's your pride, like, you don't got nothing to do with this, like, you can't fix anything, Jocelyn, you cannot fix anything when you're trying to do it. It's not you. You doing it on your own. You're not letting me do it. He said bring it to me, Jesus. For it is the power of Christ working in me to do what's pleasing God. And so it's not me working in me to do what's pleasing God. Yeah, we can make our boundaries, you know, not listen to stuff, which is good. Do that. not watching certain things. Good. Do that. But don't put your hope, because you're doing this, that you're walking with Jesus and you're being saved, because it's trust. It's the whole thing is trust in Jesus. And so remember his goodness. Remember that you ain't alone. You don't have to do this walk by yourself. He got you. And if you do that, then you know that you're good, because he said, I will save you. What did he say? Fast forwarding? Completely. Completely. Yes. And so you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Know that you will go through the hard things. He's there to wipe our tears away. He holds every one of our tears. And so, he's with us, and he will comfort us. But he just will let us know that, keep going. I'm with you. I got you. Just keep on going. Keep going to the end. You're going to see each other, and you're going to forget about all the bad, because you're going to finally see the one who is good.